Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to Ann Ortley's Weekly Weather. We have a slightly delayed broadcast tonight because I was at an astrology conference all week. And this is a thank you for tuning in late or picking it up off your normal schedule. I tried to do it this morning, but it just wasn't happening before the conference. At any rate, it is 11 o'clock tonight on November 17th. So this is the weekly weather for the week of November 17th. And if you've been outside like I have just in the last couple of minutes, there is this oh-so-glorious full moon above our heads. And, of course, this marks the end of eclipse season. We have officially finished it with the full moon, capping off that last eclipse we do the week before, then the eclipses, the two, or sometimes three, on occasion even four. And then we go to the lunation after the last. So this full moon, which happened this morning around 10 in the morning, 10:15, marked the end of the eclipse. Da-da-da-da. So we're good to go, and we don't have eclipses until April. We got some rocking eclipses in April, but yeah, that's April. We got the whole winter ahead of us. So what we do here is we talk about the weather, what's going to happen, how to feel, work with it, roll with it, flow with it. So the full moon this week actually was an interesting one because it was on Algol, which is the fixed star of beheading, and, of course, piles of corpses. So we had the typhoon and, of course, piles of corpses. And, you know, quite a few people lost their heads. I thought it was an interesting week. I had a couple friends really just bereft. And, you know, working on very deep and profound things in their lives and just really deep, deep emotional processing. And I was thinking about it, and I, you know, the full moon in Taurus Scorpio, Taurus, of course, asks us to look at life. And, you know, if you know Tauruses, one of the things they are is these solid little bodies that just love life. They love food. They love sex. They love rolling around. They love a good massage. They love hugs. And then opposite the sun in Scorpio is saying everything ends, everything dies, everything transforms. So, you know, this is one of those times, and of course, when the sun goes into Scorpio, and this week it had a couple of aspects that made the temperature drop. So we had the temperature drop, plummet right down there. And, you know, it was kind of cold, and it was chilly, and hurricanes and typhoons and tornadoes out west. It makes you really appreciate life. It makes you understand, hey, we don't have a whole lot on this time on this earth. How am I using it? What am I doing? So this week, as we go towards Sagittarius Sun, which, of course, starts the mutable time of fall, you know, each season is divided into three. The first 30 days is Libra, which is fall is here, the leaves are changing, the colors are turning. Scorpio time, the leaves all fall off the trees, and you actually see the bones of the trees. You see those skeletal trees, and you realize there are houses behind the highway, off the highway, that you can't see during the summer because of the growth. And then we get to Sag, which happens this week. Sun goes into Sagittarius on the 21st. Which starts the lead up to Christmas and to this winter solstice, which happens on December 21st when winter officially starts. So the sun is now gone below the equator, which it did on Libra, and the days are getting shorter up here in the northern hemisphere. But when the sun goes into Sag, it shifts out of dark water into mutable fire. So as of Thursday night at 10 o'clock, so I guess Friday. As of Friday, we'll all start feeling a little more perky because we'll get rid of some of this dark water and deep emotions, and we'll be starting to work with the energy on a slightly different level because we'll be in Sagittarius. And nice, we'll be answering to Jupiter in Capricorn because Sagittarius Sun answers to Jupiter. And we will kind of go, wow, you know, I'm feeling a lot better. I'm feeling a lot more optimistic. I'm feeling a lot more perky. Sagittarius is perky. If you think about Christmas, that period between Thanksgiving and Christmas when there's all the parties and there's the fun and there's the, you know, the Christmas presents and the shopping and the caroling and the cookies and the hot fudge and the cocoa and, you know Starbucks comes out with all these amazing flavors and there's just goodies everywhere. That's Sagittarius time. It's the abundance time. It's the work of the growing season is over. We've had the killing frost. We got the last plants in, the last squashes off the vine before the frost came and kind of took everything away. And now we are in Sag time, which is celebrating what the abundance was of the previous growing season, Thanksgiving, of course, and also just resting. We're done. It's time for a new vision. We get to have a vision of what we want to do. We get to celebrate. We get to see the world in a slightly new light. So this week, as the sun shifts into, as it shifts into Sagittarius, we'll have that change take place. And last week, of course, we were making a lot of decisions about relationships because Venus was with Pluto. Now, whenever the old girl, well, I probably shouldn't call Venus an old girl, whenever the beautiful girl is rolling with Pluto, what we find is there's an intensity and a dynamic of triangles in our relationships. Pluto, of course, brings the triangle in. So our job is to look at the triangle in our lives, around our relationship area, and kind of think about, well, what is that triangle? And how do I want to work with it? And how does that triangle work with me? You know, there's a very strong story there with working with the triangular energy. And triangles are good and bad. You know, a lot of people go, oh, triangles. You know, I happen to have Pluto in the seventh, so I work with triangles all day long, every day. You, me, and the chart, you know. But we all have Pluto somewhere in our chart. So when Venus and Pluto joined last week, it brought up for us triangles. But it also started a new story for Venus about how she wants to work in love. Now, the interesting thing we have ahead of us is a Venus retrograde. And she reaches the degree of her station this week. So she's going to go into, she's going to be in Capricorn until March. And she reaches the degree of her station, her retrograde station, on Tuesday, the 19th. So as of Tuesday, you're going to learn about a story about relationships or money in your life that's going to run till March. Okay, we're going to go into it. We're going to get to Christmas. We're going to have the retrograde, going to be backwards till January. Then she's going to go forwards, but she's in Capricorn, so she's serious. Venus is very serious. And she's also out of bounds, right? So we know that she's working in an out-of-bounds way. That's part of her job right now, is to be not following the rules. She's not interested in doing what the rules ask her to do, ask her to be. There's a little wild girl part in there. You think of her. And even you guys listening, you're having the little Venus wild girl part. And she's pretty wild. You know, her degree of declination as of next Sunday, a week from now, is 25-38, 2 degrees past normal, which is a lot for Venus. And she's Earth, you know. She's in the feeling state. She's in Cap. So she really is feeling very passionate. And she's also, just this kind of deliciousness. The other thing she's going to have this week is she's going to be approaching, not going to get there yet, but she's going to be approaching in opposition to Jupiter, because Jupiter and her are kind of heading towards each other. He's going retrograde, and she's going direct, and they're going to meet next week after this, but this week we're going to have the build-up to their meeting. And so what that often does is it asks us to look at our money, look at how we value ourselves, look at what's important to us, and decide, how do I really want to spend that? How does that really work for me? What makes sense with this? So as we watch her journey this week, and she's going to be talking to you about practical nature, practical value. I came home and I had an email from someone saying, you know, I really want to come to both of your workshops, but I don't think I can afford them. Venus in Capricorn, that's Venus in Capricorn speaking. So I said, Christmas is coming. Wonderful present, ecologically sound, you know, you use it up, you learn new stuff, totally cool. So we're going to throw in a shameless self-promotion here. In January of this year, I'm going to be doing a palmistry weekend in New York, weekend workshop Saturday and Sunday on the 1st, January 11th and 12th, and in February on the 7th, 8th, and 9th with Heather and Mark, my Access Astrology colleagues. On the Wednesday radio show, we're going to be doing an experiential chart reading workshop with a lot of hands-on opportunities and a really interesting curriculum. So both of them are now up and running. Feel free to Google them in Eventzilla or link them to them my website, and think about signing up and think about telling your relatives, hey, you know what, it would be a great Christmas present for me. There's an early bird special through December, for December 1st and November 30th. Venus in Capricorn. Kate wrote, you know, I really want to do both. Don't really think I can. Venus in Capricorn, everybody's a little more serious about money, okay? And that's going to be through March. So it's an excellent time to think about how you spend your money, what you spend it on, where you're spending it. And on Tuesday, we're all going to get the story of what our Venus in Capricorn journey is going to be about, because as she enters her shadow, we get to see what the story is. And then, of course, she's retrograde all January. And then she goes forward on January 31st and then scoops along and leaves Capricorn until March. She's in Capricorn. So this is a serious thought, serious things about money, serious things about love. People are going to be very serious and very focused and committed to what the process is that they want in their life. The week ahead also, in addition to the sun entering Sag, it also has a couple of aspects that are kind of fun. The sun squares Neptune when it enters Sagittarius. Remember, Neptune's in Pisces and been there since February of 2002, asking us to work on a new dream. Last week when Neptune stationed direct with Mercury, we were working on the song, the dream, the song lyrics to your life. This week, as the sun comes to square Neptune, what we're going to do is we're going to see where perhaps we have to make some psychological changes about our dream. Now, a lot of times, you know, when I do a lot of work with people in terms of their hopes and dreams and what those really deep wishes are. And I remember back in therapy, you know, when I had a really serious, big, big emotional loss, and I was really rolling on the ground when I wasn't in bed crying. And, you know, sun square Neptune, man, it makes us aware of the losses in our lives. It makes us aware of the experiences. So one of the lectures this weekend was given by actually a woman who I admire enormously, and she's always just kind of good. She goes, you know, you got to think of those lessons as, I may not like it, but I'm fine with it, and I'm not going to let it hold me back. You know, I may not like what had happened to me in my past, but I'm not going to let it hold me back. I'm just going to kind of go, okay, I'm good with that. I get that the lesson happened. I get the experience happened. I get it maybe didn't turn out the way I wanted, and I'm okay with that. I'm going to let it go. I'm just going to put it on the shelf and kind of keep moving. And so often we spend long periods of time, or we decide we're never going to do that again because of a hurt from our past. And I think this is the week with the sun square Neptune where you want to kind of just think about some of those old wounds or old beliefs. Sun in Scorpio, of course, holds and carries and remembers. And kind of think of maybe you want to soften them up a little. And maybe you want to just say, you know, I could let that go. I know I kind of like hanging on to that. And then she said, which I thought was very interesting, she says, we really kind of like to be the victims. And, of course, to be a victim, you have to have a victimizer. And that, think about how much time in your life is spent being a victim. You know, oh, so-and-so, blah, 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 oh, so-and-so. And, you know, I was mulling on it because I was a little short-tempered is not the right word, impatient. I was a little impatient with somebody this week who was kind of doing the woe is me thing, and, you know, it's the same woe is me thing for a long time. And, you know, if whoever you are out there listening and I was impatient to you, I apologize because I'm not telling the story out of thing. But I was kind of like, woe is me, you know, how much time we spend on woe is me. And I think that this week is a lot about, well, yep, that's what happened. and I'm going to get on with it. Because Saturn, remember, Saturn's in a new section of the sky for another couple weeks. So get on with it. It happened. What are you going to do? You can't fix it. It happened. It's gone. The money's gone. The heartbreak's gone. The bank account's empty. Whatever. You know, you lost the job. You're miserable. You had the bad thing happen. That's true. And why are you still carrying it? So I think this week is a week about why am I still carrying it? And as the Sun finishes with the last degrees of Scorpio and goes to square Neptune in a new optimistic sign, Sagittarius, what's the new vision? Yep, it happened. And what's the vision behind it? Yep, the trees have all lost their leaves. Are they going to bloom again in spring? They sure are, you know. So I was talking to a friend of mine about a relationship, and she says to me, well, yeah, you know, but I was talking to them, and, you know, I was asking them questions about their chart, you know, and, you know, they're a Libra with, you know, with like a Scorpio moon. And I'm like, yeah. Well, Libra with a Scorpio moon, for those of you who don't know, is someone who can be very intense and not necessarily own their shit. Well, you know, my last partner was a Libra with a Scorpio moon. And I'm like, yeah. I said, well, this one's actually pretty evolved. You know, I mean, I know the person. They're actually pretty evolved. Yeah. You know, it was like, and I was kind of like, well, no, not every Libra with a Scorpio moon. Wow. You know, and I was listening to it, and I was thinking, you know, I know I've done that story where you remember the hurt, and it freezes you from moving you forward. So this is a week where Venus wants a new chance. She just finished with Pluto. Jupiter is in Cancer. He's like really happy in Cancer, right? And Saturn and Mercury are playing with the nodes of fate. They're still straddling it. Now Mercury's going to come up and catch Saturn again one more time. So this is kind of like the three wishes, you know. It's not going to catch him again until next week. But this is the week when we think about what that third wish is. And you know how like in those stories, they always blow the first two wishes. You know, and I'm always like, wish for 10 more wishes, you know, which is not how it works, of course. Only one more wish. So I want you to think about the wish this week with the Sun coming to square your Neptune. What's the big wish? What's the secret wish? What's the heart dream? What's the wish? And I think when we're in a really sad place, or when we're in a really hurt place, or when we're just carrying the hurt with us, you know, Libra with Scorpio moon people, you know, when we're holding that with us, our job is to go, yeah, but that was one person out of 4 billion, or that was one situation, and it did happen. We're not denying the happening, but we're saying, is it going to run the rest of your life? Are you ready to get over it and move on? You're ready to let it go in the giant ocean of Saturn and Pisces decan and just take it as an experience your soul wanted to have. You were there. You knew what was going on at least somewhat of the time. And if you didn't know, when you figured it out, at least you knew then. So it happened. Now what? Scorpio's biggest job is to learn how to forgive. And, you know, they're the ones that go, revenge is a dish best served cold. And they believe that. I mean, I got a lot of plans in Scorpio. I can certainly, you know, it takes a lot to get me there, but man, when I get there, you know, that's it. But the Scorpio planets are all looking for a new vision, a new idea, a new way to process. And, you know, 9 times out of 10, that person that didn't do what you wanted, or that situation that didn't, or the job that didn't happen the way you wanted, it actually was probably for the best. And if you actually look at your life after that situation happened, you got to a whole new place if you did the work. If you said, thank you very much, forward to go. Now, I had an early career in sales. And one of the things that the sales guy, I took sales training courses and different things. And it was a guy named Tom Perkins. He was kind of like a sales guy, you know, was one of those. But he was a really good trainer because he had this thing where he had us keep our statistics. And it's very meaningful. Of course, I'm a Virgo. I like statistics. But it's very meaningful on a population of whatever. And he would say, okay, keep track of how many sales calls you make before you get an appointment. If you're going to make 10 dials and you're going to get an appointment. And then you're going to go on 10 sales calls and you're going to get a bunch of no's. But eventually you're going to get a yes. And so he did this thing. He would get a line of us standing up, and he would give each of us $10. And he would come over and say, do you want this? And we go, nope. And he'd take the $10, and he'd go, thank you very much. And then he would go to the next person, do you want this? And they go, nope. And he goes, take the $10. He goes, thank you very much. He said, I know that every no I'm getting gets me $10 closer to a sale. And when I got to the 10, when he got to the last person, and the person said, do you, and the, that person was allowed to say yes, and he goes, okay, great. And he goes, now I just earned my $100, right? Because I did the 9 no's that got me to the 10th yes. And we forget. We do one or two dates. The world, I hate dating. We do one or two job interviews. Oh, no one's ever going to hire me. Oh, you know. It's like, what? Every no gets you closer to yes. So that's the other word with this week. Every no gets you closer to yes. Because Mercury and Uranus are having a no aspect. Mercury's moving in. He's coming out of his shadow. Remember, he was retrograde. He's going to inconjunct Uranus. You're going to get a no, but it's actually a yes in a way because it's getting you one step closer to what you want. But you are going to get a no. And when you get that no this week, go, oh, thank you very much. I'm one step closer to yes. And then as the sun goes into Sagittarius, get that new vision revved up. Get it up at bat. Get it up there and say, take my hat song, that I'm drawing the song from Funny Girl, I think it is. So anyway, that's our job. Take the bat, take the hat, go for it. Now, what we have this week, in addition to everything else going on, we have Chiron stationing direct. He's been retrograde for a while. He stations direct at 9 Pisces, which is always a lovely moment in time. We love that station of Chiron direct because he says, oh, thank heavens, I don't have to be wounded anymore. I can finally go forward and redeem myself. So he's going to go direct, which is always very nice. This week what did I do? I printed this twice. Wow. That's what happens, Anne, when you don't check your audiovisual aids here. I don't think I'm going to be able to tell you the degrees of the... Nope, I don't think so. Okay, so I didn't print that out, huh? I thought I did. Actually, wait, here it is. I apologize. It's what happens when you've been having conference brain and then you have papers to put in piles. So conference brain to papers to piles. Okay, here we do have it. I'm not quite right, but anyway. Okay, so the moon this week. Sorry, I apologize for that. Should get my papers in order. I was listening to Tina Turner and rocking out, working on the column before the show started. So I need a little more prep time then next time, Miss Ortley. All right, so the 18th and the 19th, moon's in Gemini, squared by Mars, okay, closing aspect. Crabby, no, that's the no week, right? Moon in Gemini, well, maybe, we're not 100% sure. We think we have a better candidate, squared by Mars, no, we're not going to pick you. Moon's void all day Tuesday from 11 in the morning on. Cancer, Wednesday, great day. Wednesday, Thursday, moon is in Cancer. Closing aspect is a sextile to Mars in hardworking Virgo. And Mars is in an opening sextile to Jupiter, and he's happy, and he's content. And, of course, the moon's in Cancer, so she's going to hit Jupiter and be happy. So Wednesday, Thursday is happy. And Cancer moon, Friday night, 6:55. Moon's void all day Friday, but 6:55 goes into Leo, and it's in Leo on Saturday. And on Sunday, it goes void, and it's void all day Sunday with a square. So Sunday's, Friday night, Saturday, Sunday, no days. Okay, not good for a first date. You're not getting lucky, you're not getting laid, nothing. But it's good for getting your work done. I know, I shouldn't be talking like that. Okay, moon square Saturn, it's good for getting your work done. You're going to like it. That'll be good. You're going to like that part. Okay, so that we've got. Now, the sun goes this week from 26 Scorpio to 2 Sagittarius. And of course, it changes signs. It goes into Sag on the 22nd, which the evening of the 21st, actually, at 10:48 p.m. And then we are running 30 days of Sag. So the sun's closing aspect as it finishes up, it is going to have an opposition to Admetos, which is an ending or a no. No, no, you can't have that. No, no, no. But every no gets us closer to a yes because they didn't want you doesn't mean nobody wants you. So take the no and go, okay, next. Then the Sun, when it goes into the new sign of Sag, has a semi-square to Venus. Of course, Venus is very serious. And a parallel to Pluto. So he's kind of paying attention to the relationship energy. And then, of course, he closes with a square to Neptune, which is illusion, delusion, and dreams. And also the whole idea of, well, if that's not going to work out, what's the dream? We have these deep wishes. We often give them to people who can't fulfill them, won't fulfill them, aren't interested in fulfilling them. And then we go, and I never get my dreams met. And I'm like, well, that person has told you many times they're not going to meet your dream. Take your dream back, put it in your pocket, keep going forward, and go find somebody you can bring the dream to. Because just because one says no doesn't mean it's no forever. Next up, Mercury goes from 6 Scorpio to 14 Scorpio. He's speeding up. Remember, he had his retrograde, but now he's starting to do about a degree a day. You know, he can get as fast as 3 degrees. But he's in Scorpio, so he's tracing his old path. And he has a third aspect to the nodes of fate. Of course, he's joining to the North Node. So on the 19th, I want you to think about what you want to commit to. And I want it to be a positive. You know, some of the stuff you've been saying, I don't want to commit to when the retrograde happened. But as he goes positive, give him, as he's going forward, give him a positive to commit to. He also has the inconjunct to Uranus on the 20th, which is a lot about, you know, that's the no. But right after he has the inconjunct, he has the trine to Chiron. And I would be willing to bet that deep, deep in your heart, there's a little part of you that goes, you know what, I'm kind of glad I got a no on that. Because I don't know that I really wanted to do that. Just kind of listen. See if there's a little voice in there saying that. Then right behind it, Mercury sextiles Pluto. Now, Pluto and Chiron are really talking to each other, right? We have this whole evolutionary concept going for a while. But Pluto and Chiron are both at 9, and they're both sextile. And they're talking to each other, and they're saying, okay, so we have to kind of evolve a little here. Evolve, really evolve? Yeah, you have to evolve past your wound. Really? I don't know that I want to. I know, but try it. This is a good week for it. And with Chiron stationing, great opportunity to evolve past the wound. And then on the 23rd, Mercury has an aspect with the nodes of fate by declination. So he first joins them by conjunction, and then he joins them by declination. Asking for yet another commitment, the 19th and the 13th, 23rd, you're going to be asked for commitment. Venus this week is in Capricorn and Sirius, and she is moving between 12 and 16 Cap. So she's setting off all the planets in your chart between those degrees. And she has a sextile to Saturn on the 23rd. Now, you know, in Venus and Saturn, she's in Saturn's sign. That's on Saturday. And she's in Saturn's sign, and, you know, and she's kind of feeling a little serious. You know, it's an opening sextile because she was, you know, she joined him back a couple weeks ago when she was in Scorpio. And now she had the conjunction to Saturn. So she basically carried the message, or Pluto, rather, last week. She carried the message from Saturn to Pluto. And probably an ending message last week, what was going on for you, a sad ending, a loss, a departure. And now Venus is kind of going, okay, and she's moving forward, and then Saturn's going to say, so, like, what did Pluto say when you saw him? So you should hear from somebody this week that will ask you about how your heart is going and about how your heart is doing and about heart things, because it's very important with that Venus sextile to Saturn to kind of check in on your heart and to listen to it. And then Mars goes from 19 Virgo forward to 23, so he's going reasonably fast. And his exciting aspect this week is a sextile to Jupiter on the 19th, which gives us enormous productivity. And Mars in Virgo is process-oriented, and he's sextiling Jupiter, who is abundant, so you can get a lot of stuff done this week. So that part of the week is good. And our job, should you decide to accept it, is to reframe the wish and really start towards the end of the week. Beginning of the week might be a little sad, but the front end, the back end of the week, we get the new vision with Sag, we get the new dream with the square to Neptune. We get an idea to say, you know, I think maybe this is the direction I want to head in. No right or wrong. You know, it's in your chart. So if it's in your chart, it's in your heart. And you're heading in the right direction, even if you don't think so. But approaching it with an optimistic, upbeat, hey, this is what I want. That's the approach to take. And on that note, off I go. Have a great week. Talk to you next week on the week before Thanksgiving. Bye-bye.